Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wisdom versus youth. Old man strength versus a motor that won't quit. Tale of the tape here tells us one person in this fight is at a massive disadvantage. But for some reason, at least according to police, that did not matter to them. With the holidays right around the corner, this is a conversation that needs to be had for the health and safety of certain people. People who still believe they have what it takes to throw down. And people who end up getting arrested and in a bad physical way.
Right. You're looking at me like I did something.
You're hanging out at the Breaker. Brought to just Classic Rock 96.5. Excuse me, WCMF. This story comes to us from Ontario County.
What happened?
It begins with a 66-year-old man.
66?
That's right.
The cat's by age and messing?
Yeah. On Thursday, police were called for a physical confrontation between said 66-year-old man and a 17-year-old kid.
Damn.
Now, we don't have many details here. We don't know how the pair know each other. We don't know what the issue was between them. We don't know how serious the fight got.
Yeah.
What we do know is police say this was the 66-year-old man's fault. He was the only one arrested in the story.
Oh, damn.
He's been charged with harassment. He's got a court date coming up. And if he was the one charged with harassment, if the allegations are true, it would mean he's the one that started the whole thing.
You would think.
And that would mean to me he believed he could kick this 17-year-old's ass.
Yep.
Right? Okay. 252 WCMF. 252-9263. The average 66-year-old man versus the average 17-year-old boy. Who you got?
Oh, the kid.
You don't even want to think about it?
Well, strength, speed. I mean, if it's just throwing hands, a fist fight.
It could go to the ground, too. Who knows? The fights usually go to the ground.
Well, that whole mess go to the ground sooner or later. I got to go with the kid.
Kimmy, would you immediately agree the way Tommy did it's going to be the 17?
I mean, we're talking no weapons, right?
No weapons, straight up fisticuffs.
Yeah, I mean, I would go with youth.
Are you men over 50 going to listen to what they're saying and take that?
I'm over 50.
Yeah, but you're a pansy. I mean, let's be real.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think as a kid, it's more like the mentality of it, like the recklessness of it. You're probably not going to think twice about getting involved, whereas an older guy, I would think, maybe would have a slight hesitation before diving right in.
And I want to say this, like, even if that old guy thinks he could do this, as soon as that kid lands a punch, that old dude is done.
What are you talking about? All you tell me these days is that teenage boys are soft. They're soft boys. They're not drinking.
Saying,
they're not having sex. They're not tough. They're sitting in. They're riding their e-bikes back to their cell phones to do their online gaming.
Well, I mean, in my mind, I had a muscular 17-year-old boy.
Isn't that normally in your mind?
I would also think kids more likely to fight dirty. I don't know.
No, the old man's going to fight
dirty.
Old
man's a dirty fighter, yeah.
You think? Yeah.
Poking eyes?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let me get this damn belt off.
And his pants fall down.
Yes.
So let's talk about the strength and weaknesses of both sides here. So, like, if we go down the list of weaknesses of a 66-year-old, you're right. The age is a weakness. Strength is a weakness.
Yeah.
Agility is a weakness. Ability to take a punch is a weakness. Let's not discount that last one, by the way. Ability to take a punch.
That's what I'm saying. You can't do it anymore.
If you're over a certain age and have taken a shot recently, you understand how fast, like, even like just hitting your head somewhere, it changes so fast.
So think about every quarterback like Brett Favre and Tom Brady and all those guys. When they say, could you still play? And they say, yes, but I can't take getting hit. And they know it. Because they know what it did to their body and what it feels like, and they can't endure that anymore.
Like, I have a very unique experience. I've told the story on the air before. You know, I did that boxing thing a couple years ago, and I was 34 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't, like, had, like, a real fight since I was, like, 20.
Comedy, yeah. That owner wasn't taking anything from your ass.
I was really good at taking a punch as a kid. Like, you hit me in the head all day, no problem. That first good shot I took, and I was 34. That's still relatively young.
Yeah.
It was, whoops, this was a terrible mistake. But I had to see it through because I'm a man.
Mm.
But there would be one weakness as we go down the list of weaknesses for a 17-year-old.
On the kid.
Yes. Lack of experience.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know. Mm. Now, that's really the only one I could think of if we're talking average 17-year-old versus average 66-year-old man. But
doesn't that make you more reckless?
Yeah, but reckless.
That's what you could get you in trouble.
Yeah. Okay.
Is the kid being too crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Look, I would argue in most cases, the 17-year-old is going to be stronger, faster, mentally sharper, and most importantly, an engine that does not stop.
Yeah.
Right?
He's got the endurance.
Teenage kids, even out-of-shape teenage kids, can just keep going forever if that's something they want to do. Why are you laughing at that?
No, it's the adrenaline kicking in sort of thing.
Like a man in his late 60s, at most, you've got a 10-second burst of energy before it comes all crashing down on you, and you can't even keep your hands.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of, like, what... If you think you're strong, like how strong are you as a 66-year-old man compared to a young person?
There is old man strength.
I understand
Let's not discount old man. That's a real thing.
Think about like old injuries kicking in. Like I'm thinking
like
of my dad,
of them?
Right? Like we talk about my dad. He goes to the gym every day. He's in good shape. But like I don't even know if his arm still moves in the direction that he could
they don't go that
throw
way
a punch. You know? Like his movements are limited.
All right, but let's talk about that because you've seen her dad before. He's in phenomenal shape.
Oh, he's a strapping guy.
Super handsome.
He's handsome.
Great man. Great mustache. As again, we talk about the 66-year-old man who was arrested for harassment after police say he got in a physical confrontation with a 17-year-old boy. Do you think Kimmy's dad could take the average 17-year-old?
No.
I was asking Tommy because nobody thinks their dad is tough when they get
him. No, it's not that I don't think he's tough. I just think a 17-year-old versus my dad.
Average 17-year-old. Average. Right in the middle.
See, I don't know what that is anymore because you're saying average is like they're still – my average is like they're out of shape.
Well, if that's the case, that's what you just said. Dad should be able to take that kid no problem.
I don't think her father could beat up a muscular 17-year-old boy, but I do think he could beat up a soft gamer.
Yeah, but he could be scrappy.
No, I say if that kid's a soft gamer, your old man's crushing that kid.
I don't know.
In for a world of hurt. You mess with the wrong gramps.
Connor writes
I ride my bike all the time.
Look, sometimes you'll surprise people.
Yeah.
Connor writes us on Instagram. Duffy NWC.
No Connor can beat up an old man.
This is not a Connor story. It's a Connor family story.
Oh.
He says, sounds like my uncle. When he was in high school, he went to Catholic school, decided to step up to the head priest. The priest turned out to be golden gloves from the Navy. That's a mistake.
Man, you get your ass kicked from a man of God. That could also give you communion.
And he could take it away, too. Oh.
I mean, I also wonder, too, like, if you're a 66-year-old guy who's just never been a fighter, right?
That's
like, you just, like, you just,
understatement
you never really threw a punch, you never got into it with anybody. Do you think that kicks in?
Well, remember that time you peed your pants?
That was a hold up, not a beat up.
No, but he hit you with the gun.
Yeah, he did.
And right before.
Well, I couldn't get the goddamn safe open.
Because you peed your pants.
Well, my hands were wet.
I'm sorry, you were saying, Kim.
Do you think that would kick in at 66 where all of a sudden I'm going to take this kid no matter what? Or you're just never going to be a fighter?
At 66, the only thing that's kicking in are your meds.
So I think Tommy's unique here. I have a theory.
What's that?
I don't know.
The longer that you go never having a fight, the more confident you are in your fighting ability.
Oh.
If you've gotten in fights in your life, the last thing you want to do is get in another fight.
Mm.
It hurts and it sucks. And so many things can go wrong. It's when I see like somebody, let's go. I know you've never been in a real fight.
And there's a difference between getting in a fight between a couple of kids in school and when you get when adults fight. An adult fight is a completely different fight. Because now we're fighting over something that matters.
Well, not necessarily. You know, somebody gets assaulted at a bar. That doesn't really matter.
No, but it does in a moment.
The property line of where these roses are supposed to be doesn't really matter. What percentage of men over 55 do you think believe they could take a 17-year-old?
Oh, almost 100%.
Really?
Yeah. That's a blowout vote right there.
You know, it's funny, like, when it comes to watching kids grow up, I wonder if watching a 17-year-old kid grow up
changes your perspective,
encourages or discourages, Kimmy, the ability. Yeah.
Like,
to
I knew him as a little kid.
Yeah. Well, look, okay, if you've got nephews, there is a Thanksgiving or Christmas where you will see them for the first time in a year, a couple months, and you'll be like, whoa, that's a man.
That is a muscular boy.
That kid's going to beat me in a race.
My nephew, Chris, I just saw him 2 weeks ago for the first time in a couple of weeks. He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, there has to be at some point, if you're around like kids in your family watching them grow up, you realize you kind of pinpoint the age where, yep, they could take me now.
Mm. He can't take me. I didn't say that.
Well.
I didn't say he could take me. Mm. I could kick Chris's ass. Chris, if you're listening, I'm coming for it. But no, like, I was like, he walked in and I'm like, that's a grown-ass man.
Damn,
that is a man.
Chris.
That is a man right there. So his dad is Jamaican, but he looks just like my dad. So he looks like my dad if my dad was black. It's trippy. He looks like my black dad.
But you're saying if your dad
if
was
my
a black,
dad was a black man, like, he would look like my nephew.
Your dad is too Irish for me to wrap
Bro,
my head around.
I agree with
he'll
you.
Let him show you a picture. You'll see it right
Kimmy,
away.
Kimmy, am I right?
Yeah. He's right.
Yeah,
well, it's his grandson,
right?
Yeah. Right, but he looks like it was like the first time.
How old was the kid?
He's 16.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was like, whoa.
So he had a big growth spurt.
He's Jamaican Lance.
Yeah, he is Jamaican. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Which, by the way, Jamaican Lance not allowed in Jamaica anymore. My dad, not my nephew. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now we're getting specific old men that would kick people's asses.
Well, now they're like famous guys?
No, even like, my grandpa would kick 17-year-old's ass. We got Facebook messages coming in. The break room, WCMF. Hey, you know how to get us, whatever. John writes, you're encouraging violence. And should make, well, you're encouraging violence and making old men think they're invincible. This is a discussion you should not be having.
Okay, old men are already there. We're not encouraging anything.
Yeah.
They've already hit 90 miles an hour in that category.
All right, look, I believe we're doing the opposite, actually. And there's a reason why we're having this discussion, right? The older you get, the wider the gap between how tough you are and how tough you think you are gets.
Oh, sure.
And that's okay, right? Look, we all want to feel tough.
Mm-hmm.
And if that gets you out of bed in the morning, that's fine.
Yeah.
Right? But feeling and looking tough can both get wiped out if you have to prove it. So why try to prove anything if you run the risk of, one, getting hurt, and two, embarrassing yourself when push literally comes to shove?
But the reason you do is because men never listen to their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Like, your body's telling you things. Like, if you've pulled something... Putting on pants? Nah, bro. Ain't happening, man.
No, but look, every man does believe they got one last good shot left.
Yeah, maybe so.
I'm going to crack my hands like that. And by the way, every movie aimed at guys your age encourages this.
Yes, they do.
Right?
Yeah.
Even the comedies.
All those action stars are going a little too long.
A little? Kimmy, they're 40 years too long. Yeah. Like Bruce Willis, can you Google how old?
He's out of the game now, unfortunately.
Yes, now he is.
Yeah.
What I was getting at was... Can you Google how old Bruce Willis was in the first Die Hard movie? Because I bet you he was over 40.
Well, he was one of those guys that never had hair, so it's kind of hard to know.
No, if he just looked older?
Well, because he always had that thinning hairline.
Yeah, he's only 33.
Okay.
33. Right, he's younger than you guys.
But that's an old-looking 33.
But even 33, you shouldn't be able to climb through the vents of Nakatomi Plaza. What the hell was it called?
Something
right? No, but like, you know, you watch the movie The Expendables. Get out of my face, man. Like, how many bathroom breaks would they have to have in the tank going to where they were going to save the world? Just from prostate's sake. No, I'm telling you, if anything is encouraging old men to do stupid, violent things that's going to get them hurt, it's every Clint Eastwood, Tom Cruise movie of the last 10 years.
Well, it's also advertising, too. Just all the medicines that they advertise. But I'm also doing, like, really cool things. I'm a 70-year-old surfer.
No, but those guys are always chill. I blame the snake oil with, like, Frank Thomas and
Doug Flutie.
I'm going to bang these two chicks. I'm going to kick Frank Thomas's ass.
Here's the best part.
What's that?
She going to like it, too.
It is interesting to see how that's affecting men because, like, I feel like for all of time, like, women celebrities. It was all about like looking younger, longer.
For women.
Like actresses, singers, whatever. Like they just didn't age. Whereas the men, they would age, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We watch them age. And now you guys are growing up with men that are doing their best to try to not age. And it's probably giving you a false sense of, well, look at how great, he's in great shape, even though, like, you know, he's also, who was it? Was it Sylvester Stallone got, like, the pec muscle implants?
That sounds like something.
Something like
yeah.
that.
That's a great
yeah,
take.
Like,
that's a great
but,
take.
Yeah, like,
he's
you're
an
seeing,
actual inflatable.
You're seeing, like, these guys, like, preserve that look longer, and it's giving you a false sense
guys
of confidence.
Guys are getting their faces done.
Yep, yeah. I mean, Stallone's another one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jay writes us on Instagram. A tribute to Toby Keith.
Oh.
I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. No, you're not.
No. And Toby, actually, he didn't live that long.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that doesn't apply
yeah,
to him.
Yeah,
yeah. Or you.
Yes.
Or anyone listening.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface. In search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We were so close.
Yeah.
Last week, we had two judges from our area get in enough trouble where they lost their gigs.
Yeah.
And on Wednesday, we asked, with our history of bad behavior, judges, and justices, Could we hit the elusive hat trick?
Especially this time of year.
That's right. Three Kimmy bad judge stories in 1 week. We didn't get it, but only because this story hit the news one day too late.
Oh, no.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So last week, we started with the judge in Waterloo accused of stealing thousands of dollars in quick draw tickets from the Elk Lodge when he was working a part-time gig there. Then, the next day, that was on Election Day, by the way. The day after, Election Returns Day, Wednesday, we had another judge resign from his position after being accused of using his position as a judge to get out of multiple tickets driving without a license.
Okay.
So the second judge, like we said, he resigned from his position. The judge from Waterloo, he is suspended, I believe, until this case is resolved.
Yeah.
Today, we have hit number three.
What happened?
Reed Johnson.
Reed Johnson?
Reed.
Wait. Joe Johnson?
That's right. Well, Justice Johnson, which sounds like the worst superhero ever.
Justice Judge Johnson?
It's Justice Johnson! he is a town justice just east of us.
Yeah.
And back in September of 2024, he was pulled over and charged with two traffic offenses. One of them, aggravated DWI.
Oh. What is aggravated?
It's like you get a DWI, but you're not happy about it.
Well, I got one. I wasn't happy.
No, so aggravated can happen either because you've already had a DWI, I believe, or it could also have something to do with the BAC. But again, I'm not entirely sure.
All right.
Maybe we should ask a town justice.
Mm.
When Mr. Johnson was arrested, he identified himself as a judge.
Oh.
So eventually, he pled guilty to the lesser charge of driving while ability impaired. He got a $500 fine, amongst other punishments, and that was that.
Yeah.
Until this weekend.
What happened?
He resigned. He tendered his resignation back in September, but it was effective in October, which means he was able to continue to be a judge for a full year.
Bam.
After he was pulled over, accused of aggravated DWI. And here's the ass kicker.
What was that?
Of all of the judge and justice stories we've heard here, this is one of the better ones because he only served for a year after being accused of this very serious crime.
Okay.
Like, you can even make the argument, well, he eventually did the right thing.
He left.
And resigned.
He wrapped her up.
When he was judge for a year facing accusations of...
Yeah, because something you can't get rid of.
Okay.
They're just kind of there. Like the town hall itself.
Look, I am not trying to be some kind of blowhard, but we need to seriously do something to fix this system, right? The only reason the judges who don't judge anymore stop judging is because they themselves resign.
Mm-hmm.
We rarely, if ever, see this mystery commission actually remove people from the bench. And I believe the last one we saw where they had to actually remove someone was Judge Leticia Stasio.
Where they officially removed
him. Yes,
them.
And if I remember...
But that took forever.
2 years. 2 years.
Yeah.
How does a man with a drinking and driving conviction, plea, whatever he did, get to continue to work at as a judge for a town where, A, he could be hearing cases involved what he was arrested for, right? And B, he could be dealing with police officers in his court that arrested or processed him. Mm-hmm. Those are not two massive conflict of interest?
A little bit, maybe, right?
And that doesn't even consider the fact that based on his arrest and his eventual plea, his judgment, not that great.
But he's only going to be judged by other judges. That commission... Or just a bunch of other judges.
Okay, so you're here saying that you don't even like the system of judges because the judges are going to look out for each other.
Well, it's almost like a boys club or a judge club where...
Judge club.
I'm not going to go hard on you because it could also go against me. So why would I do that?
You know what I mean? Yeah, all right, so you're saying we need non-judges to judge the judges.
Yeah, you need somebody outside the system to do it.
Now we're getting somewhere. How do we do that? 252 WCMF. Tommy? No, you can't. You were on a
roll.
You were on a roll, buddy. What do we put together? So you want non-judges judging the judges to remove the judge?
Right.
Okay.
Somebody that's not in the system.
Do we have to elect those people? Do we appoint those people? Who appoints those people?
Well, the judges.
No.
Maybe the judges' buddies. No, you would have to have... Yeah, you would have to elect. Yeah, you would have to elect those
You're going
people.
To elect people just to oversee judges and justices. But now you're getting back in the politics game again.
So you need to be completely removed.
How will we do that?
Then you're going to have to find people willing to run that are not connected.
No, but that's not going to happen because actually these people that we're talking about, most of these town justices are just people that work in the town. We've talked about this, right?
Yeah.
And they think they can do this job and then all of a sudden something terrible happens that they do and they wait a year or two and then they resign from their job.
Hmm.
You were doing good.
Yeah, then we ran out of people.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A third judge in, I guess, a seven-day week, so we kind of hit the hat trick, has been removed from their gig. This time, a guy just east of us was arrested for an aggravated DWI back in 2024, September. He pled to a driving while ability impaired and removed himself in October, but he still got to be a judge for a year after facing that. Like, look. I'm serious. If we leave one legacy behind as a radio show, I want it to be we have fixed the judge and justice problem.
I thought it was poor ratings, but yeah, we can do that too.
You know what the ass kicker of this whole thing is?
What is it kicking?
These stories don't normally hit the news until the justices resign. Meaning, there are folks who will stand in front of these judges and justices who have their own open cases that have no idea the person ruling on their case has their own open case.
Because you always assume that judge is buttoned up.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That's how he rose to that. I always, you know, you rose to that position because you were so trustworthy.
Exactly. Right?
And like, that's so fast, buddy.
And I don't know, maybe the idea that people in elected positions are always, you know, righteous and noble and do the right thing.
That's what you buy into.
But maybe that's changing based on things we've seen.
Well,
over
then
the last...
change the room because the room shouldn't be big ass desk, robe, five flags,
him looking down on your ass.
Maybe he should be down in a pit.
Well, you want to put him in a hole?
Put him in a hole. Put him in Ben's hole. Then you could judge from the hole.
So I'm looking over you.
Yeah.
Man!
I mean, you say you think it's happening more and more, but maybe people are just being held accountable.
That's also a good point.
Now, as opposed to in the past, when maybe they could get away with these things, and that's what led us to this point.
Okay, but again, I mean, like, even
especially like small town, like if nobody found out about it, maybe nobody cared, nobody did anything about it. Now it's there's more eyes and ears on it.
But here's the thing: like, there are, and you're right, that's a good point, Kimmy. There are so many ripple effects from these things that happen. Like, for example, going back to one of the judges that was busted last week, out in Wolcott, there is an Elks Lodge.
Yeah.
That Village Justice David Miller, who was, you know, working as a bartender there, he took $9,498 in lottery tickets from the quick draw machine, according to authorities. He won over $4,000.
Man, he hit.
Yeah, but there was that $5,334 left over that he couldn't account for.
Yeah.
They went out to the Elks Lodge, 10 NBC, and talked to the folks out there. And they say they are in a very bad way right now because they do not have the money to cover the $5,000.
Yeah, it's a small little operation. Yeah,
exactly. So they said that this is around the time of year they start sponsoring local baseball fields and
the holidays.
Give clothing to veterans and things like that.
Do all the fundraising.
They don't have the money to do that.
If that's true, then he just shafted all that.
Think about the ripple effect of all of the things in the community this place was doing, that because he thought he had a genius plan to win quick draw.
I hope the Elks Lodge does not raise the price of their drinks, because they are cheap.
You think there's a standard Elks Lodge drink price across all Elks Lodges?
That's a good question.
Can we Google that?
Hey, boy, it used to be dirt cheap because my old man loved the Elks Lodge, but you could get a good whiskey sour for under $2.
Can we go off on a tangent here?
Yeah.
Can I join the Elks Lodge?
Yeah.
I can just walk in.
So I think you had to be sponsored by somebody in the lodge, but that's very easy.
Okay.
So my dad was always trying to get me and my brothers to join the Elks Lodge. And I'm like, that time I'm in late 20s, and the average guy in that joint was like 60 years old.
Sure.
But he just wanted a ride. Yeah, you know, but I could have joined the Elks Lodge at that age.
So there's a lodge. I don't know if it's Moose or Elks, but there's some kind of lodge that is on West Henrietta Road, and I drive by it to go home every single day. And I'm kind of like,
it's designed for drinkers. And day drinking, they do really well.
Well, what else are you doing?
I don't know. That's all I ever saw.
So, by the way, you had asked a second ago when we were talking about this judge that started the conversation, the third judge that was popped, just resigned. What qualifies as an aggravated DWI? Anastasio writes us.
Mm-hmm.
Aggravated DWI is an accusation of a BAC over 0.18.
Your liver that's really aggravated. Like, it's pissed.
Ay, 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 ay,
Yeah. So it's like dangerous, super dangerous.
Yeah.
Danger zone.
I mean, it's Anastasia. What do we got for drink prices at Elks Lodge?
So there's no like set standard, but it says prices vary by location, ranging from like a dollar for a domestic draft beer to like $2.
Like if you drink well, you're golden.
Well, no, anytime you walk in there, you're going to drink well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, because we used to.
Well.
Our comedy careers were so hot that we played multiple Elks Lodges in multiple cities across America.
So I used to collect the buttons for my dad because every Elks Lodge has their own pin. And I had them like from all over the country. And they were happy to have somebody interested in their pins because they keep them in this big ass box behind the bar.
All right, like normally this is where we wrap up the conversation. Yeah. There's like a lesson or something. There's no lesson here,
no,
right?
No.
In fact, there's a
we
bunch.
We haven't solved the problem yet.
There's a bunch of people that were elected on Tuesday, a week ago,
yeah.
that are going to show
we'll
up
hear
again.
About them later.
Well, give them time. They're just getting in.
Exactly. So great.
We're still looking where the toilet seats are.
High fives, everybody. We're doing a fantastic job.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Tommy, nostalgia is a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
And that is something millennials are starting to realize. Can we are now getting old enough where we're looking for the joy that we had when we were children.
So you're going back.
That feeling.
You got it.
childhood feeling.
Well, every movie around the holidays when we were kids happened around New York City. Like, that was, like, a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the A number one was Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Everyone, Kimmy, we love that movie.
Yeah. One of the few sequels that was better than the first one.
Have you watched it?
Not in a while.
Okay.
Is this the one where Trump meets him at Macy's?
Yes, I know. It's not at Macy's. It's in the hotel, the Plaza Hotel.
Oh, okay.
And that's it, just it. The fabulous Plaza Hotel is where Kevin McAllister stays.
So that's, like, super expensive.
And the fabulous Plaza Hotel is now offering a nostalgia trip down memory lane for millennials.
Bend over.
Are you ready for this? From the hotel's website.
Yeah.
Get lost in New York Kevin McAllister style through this whimsical offer. You start the day with a four-hour private limousine ride around New York City to visit the famous filming locations of the movie, including the Empire State Building, Rockefeller Center, Central Park, Carnegie Hall, Radio City Music Hall. And, of course, no limousine ride would be complete without your very own large
pizza.
Cheese pizza. So you get a free pizza driving around in the limo watching all this.
Okay.
So after you're done enjoying the pizza and recreating Kevin's famous limo scene, you head back to your room with one of those little refrigerators you still have to open with a key.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's part of the movie. You get that. You then make yourself cozy in your extra large bed that Kevin had when he was staying at the Plaza Hotel. And then you sit down for your over-the-top ice cream sundae delivered right to your bed.
Pretty sweet.
Two scoops, make it three. Mm. You're not driving.
Okay.
So, all in all, you get a limousine ride, a large cheese pizza, 16 scoops of ice cream with assorted toppings and sauces. Back into your room, and it looks like one night at the hotel.
Okay.
So the package runs for you want to take a shot?
Well, I'm guessing just to stay a night at the Plaza is going to be over $1,000. It's one of the top hotels in Manhattan.
Okay.
So a limo ride for 4 hours, I'm going to guess that's around a grand. I'm going to say this total package is 4G for a night.
Is it just you, or do you get other people? Like,
who would
want to
be with you?
Bro, every millennial wants
it. What sad moment?
You could find a group of people that would want to do this.
I want
to
watch you eat that much ice cream.
Well,
you get the ice cream.
You get
too.
The ice cream too. We have 16 scoops of ice cream.
Yeah, that's a lot of ice cream.
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
I don't even have a minimum of $2,000.
$2,000 ain't getting you in a Plaza like
that. Well, if they're packaging it, though, I'm thinking like they're going to try to attract a certain amount of people.
So this package for you will run $3,195.
Man, I was.
You went over.
Yeah.
So you've been eliminated.
That's a deal for one night in ice cream.
So actually, you're not wrong. The suite alone at the Plaza Hotel costs around $3,100. So you're getting a lot for your money here.
Yeah
you sure are.
Although $3,100 is an obscene amount of money for one night. Right? Yeah. Day and a night.
To do things that you could do on your own in Manhattan. You could just walk to all these places.
So, by the way, it doesn't look like it's a suite. It looks like it's just a normal room.
I was going to say.
But I am looking at the video of them wheeling in the 16 scoops. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, I can remember. I remember I told you my wife and I were in Manhattan. I said, let's go into the Plaza and get a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
If we just go, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
She got a wine. I got a whiskey. And at that time, it was almost $50. I'm talking 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
$50 for two drinks. In the middle of the day.
Such a rube.
By the way, short pour.
Yeah, it's the Plaza.
Yeah, I know it's the Plaza. I saw the sign when I walked
in. So why'd you walk in?
It's on the napkin.
What did you think
she
it was going
to
be?
See the Plaza. Well, she wanted to take in the ambience.
I just got a couple of drinks at the Elks Lodge. We should be, oh my God. Anytime you go in.
I would gladly go to the Elks Lodge.
Bro, they live off of suckers like you. They make
it's
their
like
money
a drink
off
at the airport.
Yes, thank you. Like suckers like you. Well, I can't stay, but let's go in and sit at the bar.
Well, you check it out.
Yeah, but you're going to pay whatever they ask you. And they know that, so they charge you these exorbitant.
So you think they raised the prices when I walked in?
Yes.
Those bastards.
For you specifically.
Bastards.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Do you think you could talk your husband into spending $3,100 on this?
Yeah, I had him at ice cream.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, take the Home Alone part out of it. He would want to do all of those things. So, maybe? I don't know. If we had the money to spend, yes.
So, like, all right, can you Google, did Home Alone 2 come out in 96? Right? Because it is funny, again, talking about this Home Alone, Plaza Hotel, New York City package where you get
92.
Okay, we're old. Yeah. You get, you know, full cheese pizza, four-hour limo ride like Kevin got around New York City, back to the room, and your, ice cream bar. Like, the pinnacle of luxury in 1992 was driving around in a limo.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And when is the last time you saw a limo and thought, ho, ho, ho?
That's classy.
They're loaded.
Right? Yeah. Like every
I haven't
time
just seen like a regular limo in a long. I think it's been replaced by all like party buses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. But like the only time I ever see a limo is during prom season, like a legitimate limo.
Those old stretch ones.
And like there's a lot of limos now that are for sale from like the mid-90s yeah. and the mid-2000s. I'm going to be honest with
what
you.
What would you do with it?
I don't know.
Take it to the Bills game?
That's not a bad idea.
But you got to park it. And it's
yeah, that's the tricky part.
Where would
you
put it?
Do you have to have a special license, though, to drive it?
I don't know.
Like as a private person?
You want to Google it? You probably should. It's
really
it's
long.
No, but like there were a couple of really cheap limos. I was like, you know.
So you could dress it up in all Buffalo Bill stuff?
Even if I just had, it seems stupid not to buy a limo.
You got to get the one with the hot tub in the back?
Yes, you do. No, I'm sorry. You need a special license to drive a limo professionally. Hold on.
But my regular driver's license, I can just take a limo and drive it around. If I started using a limo as my everyday driver, would that make me a psycho?
Yeah. That would make you a douche and a psycho.
Think about all the room.
Psycho douche.
Think about all the room you'd have. I'd be the most popular dad of amongst all my daughter's friends.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody wants to see their kids. Hey, my friend's dad's here, and he has his own limo. That would be weird.
Let me ask you a question.
And he's got kettlebells in it.
So much room for my kettlebells.
He's got kettlebells in the hot tub.
Like, if you had somebody, you know, your wife's friends, like, hey, we're all going to go out tonight. By the way, he's picking us up in a limo. He drives a limo every day just as his everyday driver.
I'm out. I ain't,
you're
I'm
lying. Out. You would be so excited.
Bro, those limo trips always sucked because we used to take them on the old show.
Okay. This is just, we're just going out for the night.
Yeah, but then you're stuck with those people all night, too. And here's another thing with a limo. Like, you have to face each other.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm here, you're there.
That's the point of it.
That's a limo.
And for some reason, there's a stripper pole in the middle of this thing.
Wait, how small are the strippers?
Back then, strippers weren't that big.
No, they weren't that tall?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I could get a limo for, like, $2,000, $3,000, I feel like you're stupid not to buy
it. Oh, you're wasting money.
Like, maybe
where do you keep it, though?
In my driveway.
No, he'd keep it on the side of the house. It's like his father.
Yeah, I probably would. It would probably end up on the side of the
on
house.
On blocks.
With like a whole bunch of, it's being used.
I mean, I've seen a lot
out.
Of things stored on the side of homes. I've yet to see the limo.
Right. I've never seen, anything like that. Like a guy owns a limo just as like a gag. Do they have any at the Bills game where somebody bought it and they like decked it out? Because they do the buses and everything.
Yeah. I'm sure they do. I haven't seen one.
No.
You
sure.
would see it, man. Well, if you saw some decked out Bill's
you
limo.
Notice,
but here's the thing, man. Like, there's all of these vehicles are so unique. I could see one every week and just not even, it wouldn't even register to me.
They
you know?
Change it so much.
Exactly, yeah.
Especially as an adult. Like, doing that as an adult is so sad.
What?
Limo.
Why?
Because I get, like, kids and prom and, like, your first time out, you think this is what adults do. But if you're a 40-year-old man renting limos to go out for the evening, you're a dick.
But you said
hey,
you always.
Do you like fun?
But you said you always wanted a private driver. Like, that's the first thing you would
I want a private driver in, like, a cool car. Like a rich guy car, not like a goddamn limo.
This car is three times the size of a normal car.
Nah, but it's not like a cool rich guy car.
So how do you feel about the buses? The limo buses?
I mean, like, to go to the Bills game?
Yeah, or anywhere. Like, let's say you're going out, I don't know, for a night. Like a bachelor party, bachelorette party, something like that.
This looks like a disaster. And by the way, at the end of the night, if you're the one person that kept it together, it's really going to suck.
Elijah writes us on Twitter.
Never get in a car with an Elijah.
He says, I went to school with a girl whose father drove a hearse and then passed it down to her. Oh. I've seen a lot of everyday driving hearses.
I've seen
so I knew one kid that had that when we first moved to Florida, and he owned Great Danes, and that's why he had it.
Oh!
So he could get all his Great Danes in the goddamn car. Okay. But it was weird seeing that black car in Florida with these big dog heads hanging out the window, like they just ate the guy in the box.
So, no, the new thing for, like, I don't know, I'm not a big car guy, but I've seen a bunch of people locally trick out hearses and, like, bring them to car shows.
Oh, all right. So like it's like the Munsters.
Yeah, like a Dragula, drag strip, yeah. So, I don't know. Look, I want a limo. I want to do this thing.
Well, step up. You can probably get one cheap, like you said. Just check me and make sure it's in decent shape.
No. Take it to my local limo expert?
No, take it to a goddamn mechanic. Make sure you're not blowing belts and the brakes work.
No, my wife would never let me buy a limo.
That's a good thing.
Because she's not cool. Man.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.